This podcast is called Guilty Privilege. Mm-hmm. The reason I called it Guilty Privilege is because I think there are a lot of people who think of privilege as something to be ashamed of or feel guilty about or deny. Some of us are delusional about having privilege. And I honestly think privilege is something that allows us to show up and make an impact and push forward.
Privilege is all around you. It shows up in your clothes, where you live, the places you frequent, your network capital, and even how you spend your money. It's useless until you recognize it. So it's time to stop feeling guilty and figure out how to use your privilege to make an impact. Welcome to Guilty Privilege.
So I don't ever apologize for, you know, having had a great education. I don't ever apologize just for being Black excellence every day, all day.
Right.
I walk in that, you know, head held high. And I'm actually, to your point, trying to pass it on. You know, I've got three beautiful girls and I'm raising them to be independent and fierce and unapologetic. And don't cower or feel that you are not entitled to something simply because somebody else thinks that you're not, right?
Absolutely.
So this idea of independence and entitlement is something that I refuse to ever give up. I work hard, you deserve to be here.
That's right.
In that session, when you were saying, how do you use your privilege?
Mm-hmm.
I suddenly had a light bulb go on and realize my privilege is my job.
Yeah.
It's what I do every day at work.
Yeah.
And that I needed to be doing a better job publishing this diverse voices, everything we've been talking about.
Right.
And I've made a concerted effort to do that. But I recognize that this position is a privilege and I don't feel guilty about that, but I do want to use it to the best of my ability to make to make things different.
Yeah. I've worked really hard to reserve my time.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been the one, if the lights aren't on, you're not working.
Mm-hmm.
But I participated in hustle a tiny bit.
Yeah.
I now reserve my time.
Yeah.
If there's anything I brag about, is the amount of hours I work.
Mm-hmm.
You already know.
Oh yeah, we talk about it all the time. How do I get there?
3 days a week.
Yes.
9 to 2:30.
Yes.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've worked really hard. Now, putting you on full blast, part of that was not being afraid to charge
right.
a particular number
right.
when I went into this space. Can you believe it's been 5 years?
Oh my
when
gosh.
I went into this space and when I knew I only wanted to work with corporate and training and talking to you and us being really transparent with numbers,
yeah.
it was like, you know your worth, you know the impact, I know how long my worth stays,
yeah.
you know, and so I don't have a shelf life
right.
with some of the things I teach.
Absolutely.
I know. And so learning to charge that
yep.
time is the thing I don't apologize for.
I
can
that.
Get on a plane. And then second, right behind time would be my support system.
Yes.
I do have a husband who works a very powerful job, except he's home with the kids.
Yeah.
He's working from home today because my son has an award ceremony.
Oh.
But they're going to give the same awards at his graduation.
Mm.
And because it's you, I was like, okay, now there's probably only three of you that
that you would do that for.
You
yeah.
know? And when it comes to work,
we talked about the circles. We talked about it.
And so, but yeah, time is the privilege I have.
Yeah.
And I work so hard to be able to just breathe and play with my woods and my saws.
Yes.
Because, you know, I think I'm about better the builder.
Right.
And so I worked really hard for time. And so that's the privilege I have. And I will preserve it and protect it at all costs.
That. Living a good life. What's
living
a good
a
life
good
to
life.
You, friend?
It's being able to bring my friends to New Orleans for
yes.
my wedding and saying, I want to give them an experience.
Yes.
Right. We going to do this one time, sir.
Listen.
Okay. So we going to do it right. And it's being able to like travel.
Yeah.
I feel that particularly like women in our space, it's like we got to explain ourselves.
That's right.
Right. Oh, I live like this or I could do this because of X, Y. It's like you don't have to explain anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
you deserve a good life. You can live a good life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
I refuse people, you know, and in some cases when you're the only person of color in the room, I got challenged on just being smart
yes.
and being intelligent and being able to articulate myself. And I won't curse, but you'll get a big, you know,
F
you for even, you know, questioning what I bring to the table.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm at the table for a reason.
Yeah.
So why question why I'm here versus understanding what I'm bringing to it?
Absolutely.
And so, yeah.
I would also, you know, like to share that sometimes that smart thing is intercultural. Like being the smart Black person among the Black people sometimes can be a little tough.
I mean, it's tough like, there too. Yeah. Even with our own people. Yeah. And look, it's funny. I was having a conversation yesterday with someone about like when I first graduated college and I came back home. And, you know, the guys I grew up with were just like, yo, you on that side now. And it was like, yes. You know, that old Chris Rock, you get more respect coming out of jail than you do coming
home
from college.
That's right.
And I felt that. And so, you know, but it's one that at that point I didn't care because the path that I wanted to go down, I knew it looked different than the path that I started on.
Yeah.
And so I was happy to go down that path. I was happy to kind of, so, you know, in some cases it'd be your own people. But you feel it more when it's from others.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. So,
we yeah. kind of get it when it's our own people.
We get it.
We don't love it, but we
But we grew up with that, right?
Like, right. Everyone, you know just, how to navigate it.
Everyone, you know how to navigate it. Everyone's going to clown each other. Everyone's going to crack jokes. Everyone's right. going to, and you know, you're going to catch these jokes and you keep it moving.
Yep.
But when it comes from others, it's different mm-hmm. because you don't have a right to tell me.
Yes.
That.
Exactly.
I refuse to feel guilty about all of them because they are a gift.
Listen.
And I did something with it. Again, there are a whole lot of people out here who don't utilize their privileges for good. Mm-hmm. And they don't recognize the power that they have.
Yeah.
I recognize it every single day.
Yeah. And you use it.
And I use it. You and use I make it. Choices and I talk about it.
Yes.
And I make sure that it's not only people who have privileges like me that get to have a seat at the table.
The privilege that I don't apologize for is having access to these extremely, you know, rare spaces, you know, being able to, and I take it with a great amount of gratitude mm-hmm. to engage with board directors and engage with, you know, publicly traded CEOs and people in the political space, but not only because the learning that I get from it, but also the things that I can pass down yes. and share with others. And so I am unapologetic that, you know, I'm able to be placed in these environments and spaces because frankly, Amber, I'm using it for the greater good.
Right.
So.
Right. And that's what we want us folks to use our privilege for.
Indeed.
So I appreciate that. And thank you for extending it to me.
I feel guilty about all of my privileges all of the time.
This is very true.
I think there is something special about me, about the life that I've had, about the way that I was raised, about the opportunities that I had access to.
Yeah.
And I feel guilty the more and more that I learn that that is not normal, you know, in a lot of ways, especially in entrepreneurship, you cultivate your own circle.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of people that may not be exactly like me, but they run in the same way. And then you step outside that bubble and you like, oh, everybody doesn't have this.
Correct.
I will say one of the privileges that I refuse to feel guilty about anymore is the way that my brain works.
Yes.
And there are ways in which it makes me feel like I'm crashing sometimes because mm-hmm. it isn't in order and it doesn't go the way. And it shoots me far ahead
right.
of a lot of people that would do the thing that yes. I did. We've had conversations yes. where at the very beginning or early on, Amber told me, you don't think that it's special because you think anybody could do it.
That's right.
And I was like, but anybody could. Like if they just took these steps that I did.
Absolutely wrong.
And that is a privilege that I refuse to feel guilty about. That I am in a place that not on my own, like this is just the way that I was built.
Yeah.
I've been able to make something from scratch mm-hmm. that is beautiful and is caring mm-hmm. and is successful. And I would say probably up until recently, that very much felt like but I just happen to be smart or I just happen to be driven. And really, it's a built-in privilege that yeah. I'm really proud of.
Right.
And that I don't have to feel bad about it being there for me.
We need you to shine with it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you do.
Get loud.
Yeah.